This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call emanating from Lando Lakes, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and the rugged lands of Shaolin, it's the New Day. Feel the power. Take it away, guys.
Okay. All right. See, I see what you're trying to do here. I appreciate the lands of Shaolin. You know, I'm a Wu-Tang guy. I like that. But Dan, I do have a bone to pick with you. I got several bones.
I got several bones for you.
I know. And I see what you're trying to do. You know, you're trying to woo me. You're trying to woo me over here so that I don't lay it in. But unfortunately, Dan, you, my friend, have, there's just been a miscarriage of justice with regard to this bracket. And I got a glimpse of it. I was trying not to see. Yeah, you're trying to look at it. And
it looks good to me. It looks great to me, frankly.
Bro, the omissions, bro. How do we have a tournament for the greatest toy of all time? You do not have Transformers in the tournament.
In Dan's defense, he did reach out and asked us for the toys that we wanted to submit. So you should have submitted Transformers.
That is exactly where I was going. Yes.
No. Yeah, and I'm glad that you said that, because what did I say? I said that I didn't want to see any of the toys in the bracket so that I could specifically complain about the what you put in and what you didn't put in.
Oh, that's right.
I'm staying true to my word. I told you I was going to be
very true.
Regardless of what was in there, I was going to complain about something. But to not have Transformers in there, Dan, this is a crime, bro. Are you kidding me?
You did say that you were going to not offer much in that text chain and then get mad at me based on what I didn't put in. So, hey, I can't get you for being dishonest.
I told you what I was going to do. And this is what I'm doing. I'm a man of my word. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just coming through and doing my part.
If you would have just texted the word Transformers, it would be right here on the bracket. But hey, this is your podcast.
I think I did suggest one. I don't even remember what that was, but I was
a single Transformer.
No. Starscream.
Starscream's great. Yeah.
Nope. No Transformers. That's on you.
No, Dan. Look, bro, come on, man. The integrity of the tournament hangs in the balance. Transformers not only was not in the tournament, but it should have been a number one seed. It could have potentially at least a number two.
Frankly, I was shocked it never came up. But it's your podcast.
You put Jax in there.
Jax was all the rage. And you go to a sock hop, you come home, and you play your Jax.
And you left out Transformers, Dan.
I think Dirt is in there too. I think we got isn't like
yeah, Dirt. Dirt. No, Dirt did not make it. No, Dirt was okay. Dirt was saying Dirt.
Rocks.
I was
like, yeah, rocks.
Look, Kof,
Connect Four.
Connect Four did not make it on. No,
come on.
Again, I'm one text away.
Honorable mention, Connect Four. Honorable mention.
It would have been
on
there.
That's a big omission.
That's a big omission, Dan.
Didn't have to be.
Connect Four, it still holds up.
Why are you mad at me now about it instead of when you could have made a difference?
Because, Dan.
I will say you're a little glib about this.
Good point, Kofi.
You're a little glib about this, Dan, because, look, you're supposed to fill in the gaps. So I will say, as much as I am on your side a bit, as far as Kofi should have texted these things to you, you're just randomly texting us during the day. We're doing things. We might be at the gym. Where there are omissions, and we rely on you. We put our trust in you. We put our faith in you to fill in those gaps. There are 64 options. 64. And the fact that you couldn't include a Connect Four or Transformers, you know, it's you're the gap filler. That's what you are for us. And this time you didn't fill my gap.
No, you didn't fill any gaps.
Listen. Y'all, you have to stop E first. You have to calm down first. Getting your gap filled. So here's the reason I'm on Dan's side in this argument. Y'all know Dan. You knew that if you left this to Dan, he would do this on purpose so that we would then do this. So you've played into his hand, Kofi.
100%. It's not, that is why, like, why, but that's why marbles and jacks are on the list.
Yeah, it's just
because we let Dan do this. So we cannot be surprised that he's made these decisions. We know him. The people know him. Dan loves chaos.
Doo-doo-doo.
So I'm actually surprised that Dirk did not make the list. Talk about it. Very surprised.
My God.
I made sure all of your stuff made it on, and then I got to throw in some wild cards so you're not prepared. If you guys said every one of the 64, you would know exactly what to expect. So I need some wild cards. Everyone that you mentioned in that text chain made it on here. Even Hulk Hands, which is frankly a garbage choice, would not have made it. Right after Woods defends me.
Excuse me? As a matter of fact, Dan's not in charge of anything anymore. Danny made the wrong choice. You're terrible bracket creator. You should have put Transformers on there.
Bruh, we might have to shut this whole thing down like the pandemic. Shut it all down.
Anyone of you could have texted me.
The only one who stuck up for you and you took a dump on me like that.
It was right there. It was right there.
My God. Dan,
it was the worst choice. So it's the worst thing on here. Like Dirt should have made it.
My God. Hulk Hands were so much fun. I had a great time with them.
But we were all like in college or something when they came out. This is a nostalgic childhood
toy thing. You guys.
That's true. You're the youngest one on this call, right?
Yeah.
No, we're all the youngest one on the call. You know,
incorrect.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
One of us is the youngest. We're all the youngest. And if I'm the oldest, then we're all the oldest. That's how we do. That's the bond that we have. You see that, Dan?
Oh, wow.
And furthermore, last week, did you announce me from Austin when I wasn't here before?
I'd have to check the tape. I don't know.
You. Ooh.
That's where you live, right?
Wow. You wait till I'm not here to announce me.
I thought that was accurate.
Come on, man.
I assumed you were on the call. I mean, I thought you'd be on time. I don't know.
No.
You get a lot of gripes, Kofi. Shall we get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. I'm done listening to Dan Cook Kofi.
Back to the sweet bracket science. Here we go, folks. We've got He-Man figures.
Okay.
Versus, this is why Connect Four or Transformers didn't make it on there, a wiffle ball.
See, I don't even want to do this anymore, Dan. What are you doing?
Why?
What are you doing? Wiffle ball?
A wiffle ball is a classic.
You put a wiffle ball over Connect Four? Wiffle ball? Not even a wiffle ball combo, just a wiffle ball?
Actually, let me blame, that was Alex Metz. That was our producer, Alex Metz. So let's blame Alex for that one. Okay.
So the bat is not included? Just the bat just must the wiffle be included. Ball?
No, it's just a wiffle. He said wiffle ball.
It's just the ball.
Just the ball.
By the way, did you have a side text with everyone else saying, what are the worst toys you can think of so I can throw them in and piss them off?
No, this is definitive. This is scientific.
This?
Just to reset the stage here, we are still in the first round. Yeah. We are on the right side of the bracket, working our way down, and we will see how far we get today. I don't know if we'll finish it today, but we'll get through quite a bit here. And a wiffle ball or He-Man figures.
So
which one is more fun?
No bat at all? All it is
I mean, the wiffle ball could involve the bat. I mean, the different uses of a wiffle ball.
You put a singular against a brand. You put a singular item against a brand. You said He-Man figures. That means all of them. Chitara, Panther, He-Man. No, I'm talking about different stuff. Yeah. My mind is gone.
But you understand what I'm saying. Thundercats. You know what he's man with Thundercats. Arms, He-Man, Skeletor.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Based on name alone, Skeletor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's right.
For a while, when I was in middle school, I made that my username because people call me Skeletor on the wrestling team and like for passwords and whatnot, you know, a long time ago. If you're trying to hack my AOL profile, use that. But yeah, just for that alone. What? And I can't, you gotta at least include this is hard.
No,
you clearly He-Man.
The bat, I actually, I never played with He-Man and I've never seen the cartoon, but last weekend I watched Masters of the Universe for the first time.
Yeah.
Ooh boy, that's a bad movie. Have you seen it?
Sucked.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, that's actually one of the worst movies of all time.
Ooh,
yeah, the movie is terrible. The movie is, and it doesn't do very much like Mortal Kombat Annihilation didn't do justice to the Mortal Kombat series. Like,
Annihilation is better than Masters of the Universe for sure.
Yeah. Masters of the Universe is a terrible, terrible movie, but that doesn't.
That's my only frame of reference for He-Man.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
That's terrible. Mm-hmm. No, well, there goes the problem right there. And here you are with in control of the bracket.
Ghostbusters and Turtles. That was my thing.
So to you, He-Man is equal to Wiffle Ball.
The way the bracket fell together. I was just doing the science. There's no subjective nature to this thing. I don't know. Look, I don't know if you know the science of this. You got a PhD in something else. Yeah. It's just where Lando.
The worst, bro. You can't even play catch with the wiffle ball.
No.
Because when you try to throw it, it just goes. It's all over the place. You can't even catch it.
There's holes in it.
It's like having an uneven bouncy ball. It just goes wherever it wants to.
So are you all voting for He-Man?
Yes.
Clearly, very clearly.
Yes. What do you mean? Yes.
You know what? When we do brackets now, it's literally just Dan makes terrible bracket that we yell at him.
God.
That's a lot of fun for me. I'm enjoying it.
No. I can tell.
I'm fully in support of this plan.
All right.
What's the All next right. one? Well, He-Man advances. Surprise. Apologies or condolences to a wiffle ball. All right. Coming up next, we've got G.I. Joe versus Simon.
It's a good pair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. I'm going to vote first because to get the mad out of the way. I had fun with G.I. Joe's, but for me, I was never like hyper into G.I. Joe's. I liked the cartoon a lot more. Simon, to this day, I play Simon. There's Air Simon now where you don't touch it. And it's like a circle. And I play like with my kid to teach him colors and patterns. And I don't know. For me, Simon, because it's like an educational toy.
Yeah.
As well as like really fun. And G.I. Joe to me at the time, to me, it was like, okay, these are just more like army-ish action figures.
Okay.
Right.
So, well, okay. So I'll say Simon, we actually just got our kids a Simon. And to me, like what I'm finding when I'm measuring the level of goodness of these toys or whatever is like if it still holds up. So my kids are, you know, like getting to play Simon, and it's awesome to see them like, you know, use their memories and see how far they can get. And, you know, it still holds up. It was an amazing toy. But G.I. Joe, to me, there was so much range. I mean, you talk about all the characters in there, you know, Scarlet, Lady J, Duke, Snake. Who didn't want to be Snake Eyes? Who didn't want to, you know, the rivalry between Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow? You know what I mean? The aircraft carrier. I think I mentioned this on the podcast a while ago. My friend Ted Harris had all the toys. And one of the toys he had was the aircraft carrier with like all the G.I. Joes. I mean, the Dreadnoughts, you know, Zartan, there's so many characters. Destro, bro, G.I. Joe, the movie, Serpentor, the theme song of that, you know, and then getting the toys. And so, I mean, I could go on all day about G.I. Joe, but I have to go with G.I. Joe here on this vote for sure.
Can I ask a question about your assessment?
Yes.
So I feel like I heard a lot of the movie was great. The show was great. Like, are we ranking in how the other parts of the advertisement synergistically made us feel about the toys? Or are we saying, hey, this toy standalone is better than this one? Or are we saying everything about the toy is what
we're not? I don't think it's the IP. Well, it's the toys.
But no, I think I got a lot of pleasure out of playing with the toy because of what I saw on TV and the connection that I had. So bringing Duke to life and, you know, putting Duke on the same team as Cobra Commander. And you know what I mean? Like, making up stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it is synergistically relevant, but at the same time, I think the toys themselves were like really, really cool toys, like just all army stuff. And again, like that aircraft carrier, like it was probably like 6 feet long, you know, like, and that's a toy that you like, so most people don't even have the room to like, where do you put that? You know what I'm saying? So, I thought the toys were awesome. They went from planes to tanks to, you know, just motorcycles, vehicles, and they shot things. And, you know, G.I. Joe for sure. For sure.
That leaves the deciding vote to E.
It's a lot of power you've given me. Granted me a lot of power. I'll just say this. I'll say that I owe much of my life, my ability to have a home, to have a roof over my head, to be able to clothe myself, to feed myself, just the ability to live and to live comfortably. I owe a lot of that to being an athlete, to my body. And there is nothing that trains your reaction time like Simon. You know what I mean? That hand speed, getting your reaction time is key to being an athlete, to being able to punch those, you know, pads, whatever. That's big. And training you at a young age to be able to react and to remember, that's beautiful. You see, that's to me, that's what a toy ideally should be, you know, something that entertains you, but also gives you something you can take with you in life moving forward. That being said, My vote is Simon. Simon, I was trying to do the kind of, I was doing like the fake swerve.
It sounded like you were switching.
You were going to swerve. Oh my God. No. When you're a kid, you don't care about the educational value of a toy.
That's the good part about it.
You don't care about the educational value of the toy.
You don't know that you're learning. That's the thing.
You're retrospectively analyzing it and saying, oh, well, I learned something, so this toy was better. Did you actually get more?
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
You're taking into account the IP of G.I. Joe.
How the actual toy made me feel at the time. Because I'm talking about how the toy made me feel at the time.
The toy made you feel at the time, Simon.
How the toy made you what?
Feel at the time.
How the toy made you feel at the time. And at the time when I played Simon, I was having a blast.
Okay. I understand that. I'm saying your argument is fine, validated. I'm not arguing with what you had to say at all. E, on the other hand, look, when you played Simon, were you like, you know, getting real happy because you were going to become a better athlete when you were playing? Or are you retrospective saying, oh my God, my reaction time is so great and now I'm attributing that to Simon, so Simon was a good toy in retrospect. But when you were playing the actual game, did you actually get the pleasure out of playing Simon as you did playing with G.I. Joe? I'm just curious. I'm not criticizing. I'm just curious here, like, what's happening.
You know what you're doing right now?
Simon is beating G.I. Joe in the first round. I'm just curious. I'm just curious as to why G.I. Joe is even facing Simon in the first round, too, Dan. This is your fault.
It's the science's fault.
You know what you're doing right now? It's election day. And I've gone to the ballot, and I've taken the curtain behind, and I've closed it behind me. And I'm using my constitutional right to vote in privacy. And what you're doing is you're jumping in from the box over, and you're taking that curtain and you're ripping it aside, and you're trying to, now your chin is on my shoulder, and you're looking at my vote. Why are you voting that way?
That's illegal, Kobe.
Did you get all the information? Have you researched all these candidates? That's what you're doing. You're badgering me right now. I have the right to vote how I want to vote without being questioned, without you ripping the curtain. You ripped the curtain down, bro. Why did you rip the curtain down?
This is the worst analogy that you've ever made, bro.
I think you're on probation now.
Hey, don't be a curtain ripper, dude.
Yeah,
curtain ripper. Don't rip my
uncalled for. Uncalled for.
Oh my God!
We're having a nice time, Kofi.
Curtain ripping, Kofi.
No.
G.I. Joe is out in the first round. G.I. Joe is gone. Simon advances.
See ya.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Next up, now that G.I. Joe is just dead and buried.
Can I say too, though, I feel like Kofi wanted to vote Simon, but he knows that people on Twitter are going to come at him if he goes with Simon. So he's making a fuss about G.I. Joe, but I can see it in his soul. You know, Simon was the right choice.
You see the color, the red, yellow, the green, and the blue in my soul just lighting up. No, dude, I told you I love Simon. They shouldn't have been in the first round against each other. This is a terrible first round matchup. G.I. Joe lost. This is a terrible first round matchup.
It's done now. The votes are in, and you can't rip the curtain down anymore. So next up, we've got Mousetrap versus a radio flyer wagon.
Oh, Mousetrap 100%. Although I will say that watching the commercial, as this happened with a lot of games back then, and I don't know if we mentioned like Crossfire at all, but this was the same case with Crossfire, where like you thought that you were going to get in there and start shooting the little metal marbles and it would be a real fun game, but then the blasters didn't really have like the velocity, you know what I mean? Like the strength, it wasn't fun. It wasn't nearly as fun as they made it seem like it was on the commercial. Mousetrap, same thing. I felt that usually when the mousetrap and everything went off, like something would go off. You'd have to like reset it several times in order for it to work properly. So
the guy doesn't backflip into the yellow bucket.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I got for a radio flyer, I got nothing for that. So Mousetrap.
That's a vote for Mousetrap.
Yeah.
You got something, E? I know where I'm going, but
I'm also going to go Mousetrap as well. I feel like Radio Flyer was like, it's a classic toy, but it felt old by the time I came around. You know what I mean? 86, by the time I popped out, by the time I burst out the womb, you know what I mean? By the time I karate chopped out the deal, it was a little dated. So,
oh my God, I'm having the visual of you coming out there, stepping through, and then karate chopping your umbilical cord off.
That's right.
So you think that everybody just heard this low sound and it's Ian inside the womb?
Stop. Oh, it's my hospital. Don't you dare.
Whoa. Are you trying to contend that I not only knew how to speak as a right out the womb, but I also somehow knew how to preach? Is that what you're trying to contend? Yeah.
If you're karate chopping, you're learning something in there.
Look, I feel like that's just, you know, that's just a baby reacting. Self-defense, I feel like that's innate. Anyways, Mousetrap I owned and I enjoyed. I remember it was in my closet for a while, and I remember I busted out from time to time when I played some solo games, Mousetrap. And who want to judge me? You know, I play alone. I never messed around with the Radio Flyer like that. Maybe a little bit. It was all right. It was a good, don't get me wrong, it was a good toy. But by then, I don't have the same affinity for it. We had things had evolved by the time I came out the womb. Mm.
I'm also going to go with Mousetrap, but it's pretty much, it's the same reason I have zero, like, experience with Radio Flyer. Like, I have one now for the kids, but like, again, it wasn't something that we were playing with. But I will say, like, I don't like Mousetrap because after you, for me, whenever I played the first game, we were never able to play it again because pieces were lost.
I would also argue it didn't make any sense. Does anyone know the actual like rules of Mousetrap?
No,
or did you just set it up and then turn the crank and watch it happen?
Yes.
I don't remember anyone actually playing the game. I love it. I would have voted for it, but like, I don't know the rules of Mousetrap. Mm.
Yeah.
There's cheese slices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, unanimous, Mousetrap advances.
And you,
there it is.
You couldn't have split like something good against something good for the going up against Mousetrap or
how the cookie crumbles.
These are two like in sports tournaments. Aren't there like an 8 seed going against a 7 seed? That's this one. Does that analogy work? Is that accurate?
Radio it's, Fire.
I'll run with it. That's fine.
Okay.
Works for me.
Great. All right. The science checks out.
I think the numbers are off. I think it would be what, an 8 and a 9 seed, right?
Okay. But that is the concept. Enough, yes. Yeah. Okay, great. Excellent. So everything checks out and I did a good job. All right. Up next, Happy Meal Toys. That is a 1 seed, by the way, versus Operation.
Cake. Those Happy Meal Toys were great. But again, just like Mousetrap, they were busted when you were done playing with them.
Yeah.
There were some cool ones over the course of time. You know, you get your weekly toy that comes out or monthly, whatever it is. But Operation, dude, the franticness of the anxiety level rising when you're about to get the bone out, but you know you're going to touch, and then it touches and you freak out and everybody's laughing at you. Like, it's a mess. Very much like Perfection. The reason that all of us now have anxiety issues is these games. So I'm going Operation.
The vote is in.
I'm going to say Happy Meal Toys because that was damn near the highlight of a Saturday as a kid, was getting this food that's barely food, you know, just barely food. But at the time, you know, hit the spot, but also was you finish your food and you get to play with a toy. It was incredible. I remember I wasn't even like that into Power Rangers. And I know it's blasphemy on this pod, but getting those, like the toy was real cool. I feel like there are things that I wasn't that into, but if there was a Happy Meal toy, it would get me in. And it's kind of incredible that you're able to get all that, you know, that food and Happy Meal toy for a low, low price. It was very exciting as a kid, the Happy Meal toy. And it's pretty much, it's like an institution of American culture, I think, in many ways, is the Happy Meal toy. So I'm going to go, for many reasons, I'm going to go with the Happy Meal toy.
And yeah. Kofi, just so you know, here's your chance. You're the deciding vote. I know you wanted Transformers on here, but there were those Happy Meal toys where it was like, here's the hotcakes thing that turns into a pterodactyl. So basically, Transformers are part of this. So you can count this if you want to vote Happy Meal toys. I'm unbiased, but
you're trying to say, you're trying to make sure that Happy Meals goes up because you had it as a 1 seed because it's literally all toys. If you got one of those toys now, you'd be like, what? But Operation Now is still a banger. Dan, you're not
impartial. I own a bunch of Happy Meal toys still, and they are still great fun to have.
Does Monopoly count, by the way? The McDonald's Monopoly? Does that count as a
Happy Meal toy? No, that wasn't a Happy Meal toy. That was for adults. Fair. That was adults. Fair enough.
Wasn't it a scam, too, after a while?
It was. Have you seen McMillions?
Yeah. No, I've heard about it.
It's one of the most fun docuseries. Because a lot of times I won't watch a lot of like true crime stuff. It's a little dark. But this is about crime, but it's very fun. And there's an accompanying podcast, but it's on HBO. McMillions. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Happy Meal toys, too, just because it was... Just the level of hype that a kid has, even waiting in line, waiting at the drive-thru, knowing that you're going to get a Happy Meal that has a toy in there. It's almost unmatched, you know, and it's just like, there weren't even like, the toys weren't even all that great, you know, but you just the fact that you like, oh, I get to get something for eating this meal. Okay, I'm in, you know what I mean? So, Happy Meal toys. Operation was cool. I never really got into it that much, unfortunately. So
I feel like the things that are winning are the things that are fun for different reasons than just being toys, which is, if that's what's happening, that's fine.
But yeah, but that same thing,
like their own barometer.
My favorite wrestler is also because of other things besides just his wrestling, you know, there are other components. I think that's why we like.
Who is your favorite?
Well, we're not picking your favorite toy. We're picking the best toy,
which for me is my personal. My favorite is what's best to me.
Right. I mean,
pick your own choices. Yeah, it doesn't have to be objective. This is your own feelings.
Okay,
factor in.
You say if it comes back and y'all get kicked out.
What do you mean kicked out?
I'm just saying, if one is something y'all like. Gets kicked out because of this rule? Okay.
Oh, what? We'll like see. Sledding? Like sledding?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See?
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Kofi gets it.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm already there. Y'all don't want to put Transformers in. Y'all want to vote Easy Bake Oven over sledding. Okay. That's how it's going to be. Okay. I'm going to blow up the whole bracket. I'm going to blow the whole damn thing up.
Happy Meal Toys Advance. Up next, Lincoln Logs. Versus Polly Pocket.
Lincoln Logs.
We had Lincoln Logs at daycare and they were straight, but my sister had a Polly Pocket. Nothing was jamming. Polly Pocket was dope, bro. Yeah, I remember it was like, I think the Polly Pocket, it was like a, so you could close it, right?
Yep.
And then you open it up and it would just have these, it was like a little city or whatever. Like a barbershop or like a
little bunch song? Of them. Polly Pocket and Mad Max. Or like the same time.
Was it Mighty Max or
Mighty Max,
right?
Yeah.
Polly Pocket was dope to me. I just like the fact that you just could, you know, play with these little tiny little figures. And my sister had one, and I enjoyed my time with Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Is that your vote?
That's my vote.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So Lincoln Logs, to me, I mean, it's cool to like to build stuff, but you didn't really have to have much creativity to do it, right? I mean, you just put the logs in the slot and you build them upwards. You can put a little roof on there. I mean, and then what? Right?
You can build it in whatever shapes you want. You don't have to do a square house. You can make whatever you want.
You make a triangle, but then when you run through all the shapes, then there's not really much more functionality for Lincoln Logs for me. So like E was saying, Polly Pocket was awesome, man. You open up the little gimmick and there's a whole world in there, you know? Like you were saying too, and maybe it's not fair to include Mighty Max in there, but they had the same concept, which was for boys. I mean, you know, boys and girls can play either one, but that concept of being able to open up a whole world and play in there was awesome. And I actually really enjoyed Polly Pocket. So I'm going with Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket advances.
Yeah.
All right.
Acceptable.
Next up, here's a main event anywhere. Checkers versus a tire and a stick.
Are you serious, Dan?
That's what the bracket says. Yes.
Man.
Dan, do you realize this? The whole first 20 minutes was Kofi yelling at you because you didn't have Transformers. You have a tire and a stick. So you've already gone against yourself because this is supposed to be one thing. So you had wiffle ball one, but now you've paired tire and stick together.
Well, they're in combination. Really, toys. Tire is a tool. A tire is not a toy. You add the stick, you've got a toy.
I'm not voting on this one.
Wow.
What is tire and a stick up against?
Checkers.
Checkers.
Okay, checkers. I'll vote checkers.
This is one for the kids of today.
Well, I'll say this, okay? As much as we're laughing at, like, the tire and the stick. So when I went back to Ghana in 1994, obviously, you know, people over there didn't have as much as we have over here. And for me to go over there in seventh grade, one of the things that a lot of the kids had was tire with the spokes and a stick. And they would just push it down these like dirt roads and be completely happy and satisfied with this. And it really put a lot of things into perspective for me. I'm just like, wow, like, I think, you know, I felt so like, I guess, privileged. And sometimes I'll get mad if I don't get the toy that I want for Christmas and whatnot. I'll be mad on Christmas Day. And here these kids are with legitimately a tire and a stick and just having the most fun going down the street and having a blast with it. So it put a lot of things in perspective for me. Having said that to me, checkers is I've had a lot. I talked about it earlier on the podcast where I bonded with my kids, teaching them how to play checkers. And even at the Boys and Girls Club, checkers was the game. You know what I mean? Being the king of the... So I gotta go with checkers on that note. It was, for me as a kid, it gave me a lot more joy than a tire and a stick. As a matter of fact, I don't think I ever played with the combination of a tire and a stick myself.
You weren't one of the little rascals?
So no, that was... I don't have any personal experience with the tire and the stick, although I've seen its effectiveness and I understand it could bring a lot of joy to a person.
All right, vote is in for checkers.
Yes, my vote does not matter, clearly. And Cove, there are some buckwheat parallels, so I can see that as well. Between, you know, speaking of, we had a big old tire at daycare that you could like you could fit inside of, so a kid can push you, and you would just kind of go. That was fun. I would say that was fun. That's necessarily. I don't think that's the tire stick combo that you're thinking of there, Dan.
No.
But that being said, still I will say checkers is a better game. Clearly, it's had, you know. Than a tire and a stick for me, I will say. So let's move on.
And Woods, you also voted, just checking in here. Checkers, yes. Right? Okay. All right.
It is unanimous then. Abstinence.
Yeah. Okay. Then checkers advances. Condolences to a tire and a stick. Next up.
You should be ashamed of yourself, by the way. In between all these decisions, classic. Take a moment to be ashamed of yourself. Okay. Go ahead.
Full breadth of toys here from across generations, economic status. I want everything to be represented here. And a tire and a stick is a classic.
Respect.
I stand by the bracket. Next up, Play-Doh versus a sprinkler.
Come on, Dan. Play-Doh. What are you doing, dude?
Dan, can't put a sprinkler is a tool to water the grass.
You're trying to tell me a sprinkler isn't a fun toy?
You're about to be stripped.
We need to start this whole tournament over, man.
And somebody else.
Are you kidding?
Do the bracket.
Are you kidding?
We should just You've let never the people this make the bracket.
You let Cabbage Patch Dolls get left out of a field of...
Bro, there's an actual location where the Cabbage Patch Kids are born, and you have put sprinkler.
And what list. Brought them Damn. To life? Probably water from a sprinkler.
Oh Damn. My God, dude.
Simply because you can use it for that purpose of running through the and getting a smile on your face. It's not a toy, Dan.
What
it's
is wrong with you, Dan?
It's not a joke candidate. It is a sprinkler. Is a classic. Frolicking on a hot summer day.
Simon, slip and slide.
Not even slip and slide.
I'll take.
Well, just hold on.
Dan.
What?
You got so much for us, don't you?
We're almost done. What? There's like four more.
Were you angry when you put this? Did we wrong you in some way, shape, or form? Did the people wrong you?
I was joyous with childhood memories of
sprinklers. What's the meaning of this?
Sprinkler against what?
Sprinkler against Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, clearly.
Play-Doh, dude. I'm not even going to discuss
it. Yes, Play-Doh.
God.
Sprinkler. I didn't expect this much pushback against a sprinkler.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you end up saying pot and wooden spoon, I'm going to leave. I promise you, I'm going to leave.
Pretty
I'm
good not going to finish turning this. I can still change spoon. Some stuff on the fly.
So if you have it written down, put anything else. But if you say that, I'm leaving.
I can get rid of Jenga and put a pot in a wooden spoon.
Get rid of Jenga. We're going to fist fight when I see you on site, Dan.
On site. All right. Play-Doh advances over a sprinkler. Condolences to sprinkler. All right. Next up, the Nerf Vortex football.
Oh. Wait, sorry. Is it the one with the air holes so it whistles?
Yes. Or it could just be the one with the tail. Any of those that has the tail, the perfect spiral, even if you don't have any sports. Versus Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Mm. This is a matchup.
And I'll go with Rock'em Sock'em was cool. And actually, there was one, I can't remember the name of the brand, but it had like these martial arts characters instead. Mm-hmm. It was the same concept. And I had
Karate Fighters?
That sounds right. I had that and I loved it and I played it a lot, But man, playing with a Nerf football outside, that was a huge staple of my childhood at daycare. Just being out there and running around playing little Nerf. That's, man, that's when I, if I'm ever thinking of me like playing outside, being happy as a child, there's probably a Nerf football involved at some point. So that's my vote.
A quick aside, I think there is a commercial of Jerry Lawler playing karate fighters against Sable.
Really?
Yeah. I think I saw that like within the last couple months. Yes. I think they were a sponsor.
Oh, that'll make me want to play. The King plays karate fighters and Sable too.
Sable?
All right, we got to vote in for Nerf.
Yeah. I am also going to go with Nerf for the same reasons that he said, man, like being able to like throw that perfect spiral, and they would fly too. You could throw the ball far. I don't know if it was like the aerodynamics or whatever, but like, and then when you put the Whistler on it, bro,
and Whistlers go, whoa, whoa.
Wait, you want to woo, woo? Yeah. Easy for me.
All right.
My vote doesn't matter, right?
What is your vote? It doesn't matter, but what is it?
It's going to be the Nerf balls.
Yeah.
Okay. Unanimous.
Yeah. Sweet. I'm actually watching the Karate Fighters thing.
Yeah. Sean just came in here, editor, saying that there was a Karate Fighters tournament. On I'm WWE TV. Yeah.
What?
Bunny versus Shrimp Scampi right now.
That's wild.
Yeah.
This is absurd.
97, 98.
This is a lot of extra as well. I understand why they did this. Wow. This is a sweet 8-man tournament.
Wow.
God. Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
Damn. It was probably, it was a shoot tournament too, I'd imagine, right?
Mm hmm. It was the brawl for all with karate fighters. Yeah.
No.
All right, Nerf Vortex advances. Next up, Stretch Armstrong versus Pogs.
Wow. I will say it. So I did. I love Stretch Armstrong. I think it's fantastic. But I think we had a couple of them like at the daycare that I was at. And I don't know if it's because like you play with it too much or you leave it like in the sun or something, but like they always get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know if it's just beating on it, but at some point I'm always like, oh man, I can't play with this anymore. So I can't vote for Stretch Armstrong.
So you're abstaining?
I take that as a vote for Pogs.
I'm trying to remember what the other way. Pogs.
Come on, man.
I completely forgot, but I knew that I was voting for the other one, but when I started and I forgot what it was. But yes, Pogs, because for me, Pogs became such a huge thing because we would come to school with our big freezer bags, Ziploc, full of Pogs. And then you have your other sandwich bag full of Slammers. But then if you were the man, you also had a freezer bag of Slammers, but you had the two that would screw together to become a bigger, heavier one. And when you unscrewed them, you had holograms on the inside with different like demon faces or whatever you had. And so the fact that you could have any kinds of Pog, a la the McDonald's Happy Meal, you could have anything. You could have Transformer Pogs. You could have, you know, Scooby-Doo Pogs. And so it was, for me, that's the vote. That's the vote.
I own 20,000 Mortal Kombat Pogs.
Of course
that's,
you do.
That's for real.
Not surprised.
20,000.
There's a video on the internet of somebody pouring the whole box of them all over my head.
Good Lord.
Yes. 20,000.
Jeez.
I will cast my vote and it will similarly be for Pogs for many of the same reasons. But instead of the freezer bags, what we had is this, there would be like these tubes that were specifically for your Pogs. Mm. So you would load them up and I would just kind of carry mine to school and my Slammer would sit on top of all my Pogs and my Slammer was like my pride and joy. We had a dope, like colorful Slammer or whatnot. And like the kids would come around and see what kind of Slammer you had. That was it. So yeah, man, Pogs is one of those things for some reason that if you ask me to like name a bunch of childhood toys, I might forget about, but as soon as you mention it, it's like, I light up. I think it's because I think I played a lot in elementary school, but once I got older, I think like Pogs were just immediately dismissed as I got into like middle school and beyond. But yeah, Pogs were a staple of young Ator's life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my vote doesn't matter here. You guys have said a whole bunch of nice things about Pogs and we'll probably say a bunch of nice things about it in the next round. So let's take this time to say some not so nice things about Stretch Armstrong. That toy sucked. What the hell was that? For number one, exactly what Wood said, I never actually owned a fresh Stretch Armstrong, but everyone that I ever came in contact with was always like overstressed or the stuff inside was broken. And like, what's the point? Like, what, you go stretch him out. And then what? He just goes back to like his normal self. So to me, it's like, I don't know. I didn't have any fun with Stretch Armstrong. I despised Stretch Armstrong.
You don't like Dalzim?
That's
really different. Oh my God, that's such a different.
How dare you?
He likes stretching. I mean, that's Dalzim. Dalzim's cool, right?
Actually, Dalzim's probably my least favorite character in the game too. But I mean, my wife does yoga, so I like stretching.
Is she blowing fire yet?
not quite yet. Okay. Not to my knowledge, but you know.
You come home, she's
yoga. Oh, so okay, babe. Oh, okay, yoga fire.
Arm comes from around the corner of the room, slaps you in the back of the head.
Yeah, you ever see DDP do that? It's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, no, to hell with Stretch Armstrong.
Well, Pogs advances over Stretch Armstrong. Next up, Etch a Sketch versus Slip and Slide.
It's a good contest here.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Etch-a-Sketch lanyards they had too?
Yeah.
I really like
exactly
those.
What I was thinking about the keychain.
Yeah.
We in middle school. In class.
Yeah. A bunch of the kids in middle school would have them attach their backpacks. Instead of carrying around the normal size Etch-a-Sketch, you could have that little one and it's a little bit more portable, which I liked. But man, Slip and Slide. If you're a kid, if you're a 90s baby, Slip and Slide during the summer, you especially in Florida where you know it was warm almost year round, you just outside, you put that Slip and Slide down. Actually, little fun fact, I'm gonna tell a story here. So this was my sophomore year in college. I'm in a dead sleep. We're in the dorms. My roommate, Ted Bendler, a football player, and then went on to actually transferred to West Point and play football there as well. Shout out to Ted Bendler. But anyways, I'm dead asleep. It's got to be like 2:30, 3 in the morning. All of a sudden, I think I'm dreaming. And my eyes are still closed. And it sounds like there's a festival right outside the door. It's absurdly loud, just all of a sudden. And I start waking up and thinking, am I dreaming this? It's like, this feels odd. And then I look at Ted and he's waking up thinking the same thing. We open the door and these fools done set a Slip and Slide up in the hallway of the dorms. It's like 2:33 in the morning. And there is a Slip and Slide in right outside our door. Like, you open our door and there's a hallway a foot from our door is a Slip and Slide track. I don't even know if they use water, if they use some lubricant. I don't know what it was. But they set a Slip and Slide up. So I think, too, with the Slip and Slide, I think of my younger years being a kid in the 90s, but also for a drunk college kid, Slip and Slide as well, you know, still translates. And I feel like a Slip and Slide is something that, you know, I would, if I had kids, I'd probably have a Slip and Slide for them and I'd partake as well. Slip and Slide's an incredible invention. It's it should be in the Smithsonian if it's not already. So to me, Slip and Slide is a one seed, in my opinion.
Interesting you feel so strongly despite not being a big sled guy.
It's very simple. For one, I'm a Floridian. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Where Slip and Slide we can use regularly. A sled is flat here and it's hot all the time. It's very simple.
Kofi, I'm with you on this one.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. What? Thank you. You know, because that's
no problem.
He's a good guy sometimes, you know.
He agrees with me and he's a sled.
It's against each other in the tournament. Oh my God. Defense.
Bar superior.
Defense. You're getting real defense. Wow. We're just having a conversation. Me and my good friend Dan.
Yeah, we're buddies.
All of a sudden,
love sleds.
Bro, they ain't even, sledding is out of the tournament, bro. It's out of the tournament, you know? Wow.
Look at you gaslighting me.
Can we reminisce?
Who is defensive?
Slip and Slide is better than a sled.
That was really uncalled for.
We're just over here reminiscing about the good times we had. I didn't say anything.
Just childhood memories. Having a good time.
Sled is dead and gone, man. It's out of the bracket. It doesn't exist anymore. So don't even mention it.
I know.
Don't bring it up.
Wow.
Why did you bring it up?
You want to poop on my childhood. I didn't bring it up. We just reminisce. And that's all. Can we reminisce? My God.
On your own time.
Really rude.
Remember to say you're text each other.
We can cut you off of voting for a few rounds here. So.
Well, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. We don't even have to think about who's going to advance because I'm going to say safe Slip and Slide. Slip and Slide clearly wins.
Two Slip and Slides?
Yes, two Slip and Slides. Because it's a toy that, as E stated, you get excited about as a child, you get excited about as an adult. You don't have to be sitting in the cold-ass snow in order to use it. It brings joy and happiness to all. Slip and Slide.
The other toys on the bracket, too. Yeah.
Well, I tried to go the objective route and you didn't want to. So this is where we are now.
What? Sir?
I don't know where all this
malice is coming from for sledding, boys. Yeah, look, hey, my God. A lot you of malice brought sledding for sledding.
Up. You did.
I wasn't talking about sledding.
It was Dan. Dan brought Dan it up because he wanted up. To do this.
No, I don't think so. I'm just looking at the bracket.
Dan is the master puppeteer.
What are you talking about?
No. How can I find ways for him to argue?
He found it interesting.
He found it interesting.
God forbid the man find something interesting and speak out on it. My
just trying
God.
To have a good time. Just trying to have a good time.
He has That's a square it. on this Zoom like everybody else. It's the same amount, 25%.
For now.
Let the man live.
I can't vote, but can I have a pleasant sledding. Conversation?
Now, if you're talking about putting in, making a bracket, then don't let him speak at all. Don't let him speak at all.
Wait.
But if we're talking about sledding and things that I agree with, then, you know, yeah.
Specific context.
Yeah.
All right, slip and slide advances. Up next, this is the final one of the first round. All right.
Beautiful.
Jenga versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
How dare you, Dan? How dare you? How dare you? I'm going to say it.
Language.
That's how I feel right now.
The most exciting matchup goes on last.
Tire you could have put it against. You had so many terrible things. You had Jex. You had marbles. You could have put any of those against either one of these two. These are two finalists, Dan. How dare you?
It's called a main event.
You're disgusting. You disgust me.
It's the last one of the first round. Right. You have to choose.
Up for him.
Iron sharpens iron, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I hate you, Dan Riker.
You have to choose one of these.
I'm going to say I'll vote first. Jenga, I feel like, is very popular. People love it. I played it in daycare. It's enjoyable. Test your skills. Maybe it's because I was never great at it. Maybe I was always too ambitious trying to pull the block that, you know, wouldn't go. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man, those toys were incredible. They had one similar to Polly Pocket where it was the turtle and you would open up the shell.
The Technodrome.
Was that it?
Yeah. With the one with the eye on top and it would open up and you'd have all the different like shredder terminals and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, they had that. Yeah. So that was incredible. And I owned one of those and I loved it. And just the TMNT toys, there are so many that I wanted to own that I coveted. I had I would go to church on Sundays and I was told not to covet and not to lust, but I would be coveting and I would be lusting after those toys. There was also another one. There was like slime too.
The van with the door that comes out of the motorcycle.
Sick, the van shot pizzas. It shot pizzas out. Or the blimp.
Was
the
blimp. So
what a
sick.
Toy.
Limp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The drill. Mm-hmm. The drill thing. Right. The shredder.
Yeah. Yep.
Bro.
The first one, man.
The sewer hideout thing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All the weapons. Then you had the figures where they're in the trench coats.
Yeah.
Or the ones where they're like baseball guys, or they're in space now, or they're samurai.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you know where my vote is.
Clearly.
You had the weird bug scientist, Baxter.
Yeah. That's a clear TMNT vote for me. I'm not even, I know it's very close for Austin. It's not particularly close for me.
Woods, look, I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to, I'll allow you to not have to make Thank this you. Decision and choose Thank between you. Two of your loves. But I'm also going to go with Jenga. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm going with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for sure. Because the level, the characters, man, bro, Casey Jones and all the, you know, the figure, the weapons he came with. And come on, man. It's real easy. It's real easy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, it's going to advance. But
advances.
I'll give you your chance here.
I'll pick Turtles.
Wow. Unanimous. Okay.
I pick Turtles. Wow. Jenga is very good. I love Jenga. Mm. As a child, I love Jenga. As a grown man, I love Jenga. You set up Jenga anywhere, it's a party. In media mente, everybody will play Jenga and everyone will laugh and have a great time. Turtles. Turtles
so many.
Might win.
Mm.
Turtles might win the whole thing. There's so many things. And we'll talk about them more in the next round. I won't give everything, but... Mm. I'm looking at
unanimous
stuff they used to have. My God.
Yeah. Turtles, a strong contender here as we finish out round one. Folks, it is now time. We have a round of 32. Gentlemen, are you prepared?
Let's go.
Do it.
All right.
Let's go.
Back to the beginning. We have Power Wheels versus Sorry.
I got to go with Power Wheels on this. Last time, this might have been something that you guys voted on when I was in the car. But when you... Even to this day, when you see a kid in a Power Wheels vehicle rolling down the street, that's a head turner, man. You know, every kid that I know wanted to have that power wheels. You want to be right. You know, you want to be, you know, riding that whip. You know what I'm saying? Just cruising down the street. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then on top of that, too, like just the I think they had like, you know, they just like Jeeps, Corvettes. Even now they have like Escalade ones and like, you know, Power Wheels, bro. Easy, easy. I didn't play that much. Sorry. So.
Sorry is it's an incredible board game. I think. I think I remember having fun with it.
It is.
Okay. All right. Let's stick with it. But I think of this this win. I think I used the Christmas. I mentioned Christmas before when we talked about Power Wheels. If on Christmas Day, I unwrapped a board game, a game of Sorry, or I unwrapped a Power Wheel, my reactions would be vastly different. Vastly different. It's not even close. I never got Power Wheels. When I saw a kid outside on Christmas Day or the week after Christmas on Power Wheels, I would think, man, the love in that household, the love they have for that child. Either that or they're filthy rich. Yeah. That's a luxury gift as a child.
Yeah. Oh,
That's top notch. I don't think you can beat a gift for a little kid better than that. So I think it's pretty clear that Power Wheels. In fact, if I had a Power Wheels toy, you know, if they made them a little bit bigger, I would ride around my neighborhood playing Power, you know, on my Power Wheels. Why not?
They do
for people our size?
No, they're called cars.
No. What are you talking about? You sold your car. You sold your car. Too. No. That's fine.
You got the ultimate Power Wheel. Like, you got a car.
Nah, man. A la Donkey Kong, I want to be cartoonishly hanging out of this little car. Riding down the street. That's what I want.
Is it street legal if you put like turn signals on it? Is that street legal?
Yeah. They go like 8 miles an hour. Yeah. And then imagine E in a Power Wheel. Like,
bro. Yeah. Power in a Power Wheel.
I think we've got your WrestleMania entrance now.
Bro.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
Power Wheels it is.
Especially 8 Power Wheels if you want to come through with that sponsorship. We got you.
Hit us.
Not joking at all.
It is going to advance.
Hence, my vote is for Power Wheels.
Unanimous.
This is all Power Wheels.
Everyone loves Power Wheels.
Yes.
All right. Going forward, we've got the ViewMaster. Now, Kofi, that's the 3D thing with the slides.
Yeah.
Versus Battleship.
Well, okay, so first and foremost, you guys want to clown me because I didn't know what the name of a ViewMaster was. Did anyone ever like walk around the house and say, oh, do you know what the ViewMaster is? Did anyone know what it was called?
I definitely knew it
like
was called.
As a kid, you knew what it was called?
It says it on the thing.
Yeah. The words are, it's the only words on the
box, thing. On the product itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I didn't know that. What is it up against? It's up against what?
Battleship.
Battleship.
That's the one with the battleships.
Yeah. And the numbers.
Yeah. And the sinking rig. Yeah. That's what Battleship is.
My Battleship?
Yeah, that's Battleship. That's Battleship. Yeah.
I'm surprised. It was such a good game. I'm surprised it actually made the list, you know, with your, you know. I'm going with Battleship on this one. Battleship, again, because it still holds up and it's a fun game to play, guessing. And I don't know why I always go back to like the commercials, but, you know, seeing those kids have that much fun playing and then having that much fun playing myself. Yes, Battleship.
I'm gonna go Viewfinder because as Battleship is very fun, when I want to be done playing Battleship, I can't always be done playing Battleship. And now we're just guessing and missing for the next 15 minutes and then we get a hit. Too. And then it almost feels like, thank you, I'm done. It's a cathartic moment when you're done playing Battleship because you're done playing it. As with a Viewfinder, it's like, hey, I got 5 minutes. I want to look at the Grand Canyon. And you click through. Okay, I put it down and I'm still happy.
Just to make sure. Sorry. By Viewfinder, do you mean ViewMaster?
Viewfinder is what the photographer looks through to compose and in many cases to focus the picture, but Dan already ruined the bit, so it's
okay.
You cut me right out of it. That's fine.
But no, it is telling that after we are getting on Kofi about what it's actually called.
Exactly. Nobody knows what it was called. You never heard anybody.
I already established my head is messed up today. I already switched T-Man for Thundercats. You can't judge.
Fair. Man, this is
Xavier. It's ViewMaster for you.
Can call me Austin here. We're friends.
Austin. Okay, it is the ViewMaster.
Yeah,
and Kofi, it is Battleship.
This is a good one because at first I thought I knew where I wanted to go. The thing is, so Battleship is a lot of fun with friends. You know, I played again, another daycare game. It's interactive. There was a Seinfeld reference I mentioned last time. But man, the Viewmaster you could do alone. And we all know how and where I stand on solo time. You know what I mean? when you just want to be away from the world and to enter another world, just pick up your Viewmaster. See the Grand Canyon. Take yourself wherever you want to. Just a land of imagination, that Viewmaster. If you wanted to be away from people, not perturbed by them, not disturbed by them, not annoyed by them, just solo. I could pick that up right now. Battleship right now? If I pulled out Battleship, I would enjoy that alone with no one in this household. But a Viewmaster? Yeah. I like that. That's my vote.
All right.
Surprising to myself, because I thought I knew where I was going. I thought I knew it was going to be Battleship. And now I will go Viewmaster.
Well, I feel like once you really think about the toys, because Battleship, again, dope commercial, dope packaging, like dope toy, like pieces and everything. But then when you sit down and play, you start to sludge through it. It's like, oh.
It sounds like you just weren't very good at the game. I was real good at the game. You know what I'm saying?
How are you good at it?
It's
the same number.
I don't know. I'd be sinking ships. You know what I'm saying? I just throw numbers out there. I just be sinking them. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You look in the mirror behind your friend.
Hold this.
Viewmaster advances. Next up, crazy. Hot Wheels versus Nerf crossbow.
It's hard for me to vote for the Nerf bow when I had no real experience with it. It's a great, great toy. Sorry, what was it up against again?
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
You not me.
Look, I'm trying to formulate my argument. I forget what it is. Hot Wheels are pretty dope. And again, like I said before, it's something that you could still collect as an older human. And they're pretty classy. They're die-cast, right? Isn't that what they're like, that little metal?
Yeah.
That's real classy. I like it.
What does die-cast mean?
I don't know, but I just say it, you know?
I was thinking when I talked about them, I was going to say die-cast, but then I was thinking, I don't know what that actually is.
No idea.
Okay.
Is it just metal, like metallic? What does that mean?
I'm not sure. That's a great question.
Hello, Google.
I bet there's sparks in a mold or something. It's probably a whole fancy thing.
Sparks?
Yeah. Why is that even like a selling feature?
The person hitting them with large hammers.
Big masks. Yeah.
Die-casting is a metal casting process that is characterized by forcing molten metal under high pressure into a mold cavity. So, exactly what you said, Dan.
Were there sparks?
Lord of the Rings. I mean, I assume there's sparks.
Yes.
That's crazy that like die-casting is like, it's a selling feature. And when I hear that, I'm like, oh yeah, it's die-cast. What does it even mean?
I don't think Nerf is die-cast, for the record.
That would be terrible.
No sparks.
That would be terrible.
It's hard metal.
You want to play with my metal Nerf bow?
That's just called a bow.
Yeah.
Nothing Nerf about it.
Nerf bow does look cool now. I'm Googling this right now. And yeah. I will say,
it's incredible. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have been into this as a kid.
Hot Wheels are great. But at the end of the day, like low cars are low cars. But that Nerf bow, it's so much fun. Because like if we had them as adults, we'd be having a blast with them. As we're even like with, and stuff like you could play like with your kids. With these Nerf bows, and like you can with Hot Wheels, but again, it's like you give them any tiny little car. It doesn't matter if it's Hot Wheels or the generic dollar store ones, you know. So that Nerf bow is going to advance for me.
By the decider. Okay. Ooh. So you just brought up a point, and it got me thinking about another point. So obviously you have the Hot Wheel cars. So what I like about them is the diversity and the range, right? You know, all the different cars, of course, different colors, but then they also came out with like the color changing ones. You put water on them and they would change colors into a different car. Right. So it'd almost be like having two different toys, which was cool as a kid to see that. They did it with like Heat as well. And then you'd also have different Hot Wheels with like different themes. For example, they have like WWE, like monster truck Hot Wheels now. And that's cool to see your worlds kind of like collide, you know, have that like crossover. So then beyond the cars themselves, you also have the Hot Wheels tracks, right? Which are really, really cool. They come in different boxes, which are also now themed too. So with the movie Cars, for example, and I know, you know, that wasn't around when we were young, but different themed like tracks are cool because now you're racing and they have the little, like the, I guess they're like the machines that like propel the cars forward.
Yes.
So they'll keep going around the tracks. And I don't remember if I was entertained a whole lot by this, but my kids will sit there and build the track and watch the cars just go round and round and round and round. And it will just occupy, like, you know, loads of time, and they're, you know, entertained by it. So from that aspect, in Hot Wheels in its entirety, even having like big Hot Wheels garages was cool. Then you put the stickers on, you build something and you feel like you've achieved something. But that Nerf bow, man, like, oh, going out and you know, everyone has all their different Nerf guns and all this, and you're running around playing whatever games and, you know, shooting each other. I feel like I had a lot more fun doing that. So, damn, it's a shame to see Hot Wheels go, but I gotta go with the Nerf bow for sure. Mm-hmm. And on top of that too, like when Nerf came out with the bow, it was different than the actual guns. You know what I'm saying? So like to be able to have a different weapon that was, you know, like a bow and arrow, but it was a Nerf bow. It was so unique and different at the time that, I don't know, it was just really cool. So
Nerf bow advances. Next up, the dreaded Easy Bake Oven.
Why is it dreaded? Don't do that. Just read it as it is.
I'll say gluttonous. See, that's what he meant to say.
The controversial, the polarizing Easy Bake Oven. How about that? Is that more accurate?
No, I don't like any qualifiers. Whoa. Just read it.
Just say Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven versus Talk Boy.
Talk Boy.
I don't like that you're just doing it out of spite for Easy Bake Oven. You're just trying to say Easy Bake Oven.
You know what?
No, I think.
So, okay, here we go.
To me, no, it's not, bruh. Look. I told you,
my brother,
Easy Bake
Oven.
Easy Bake Oven advances. Next round.
Why are you leaning to the screen?
The next round is Monopoly. The next round is Monopoly versus X-Men figures debate.
What? Monopoly versus X-Men?
Correct.
Wow.
Dude, that's. I mean, not really.
Really? You don't like Monopoly?
Again, something that, like, when you play it and then you're just hoping it ends sometime soon. X-Men, when I'm done playing with them, I put them down. Monopoly, it's like, I want to be down. Whoa, what about the three other people? I got four houses. I'm going to beat you. Like, come on. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that. If there's a game, go ahead.
All the fiscal lessons it teaches you.
Those are fantastic. No. But at the same time, I have a terrible time learning them because I'm so mad that I'm still playing Monopoly after like 6 hours.
See, I wasn't necessarily mad that I was playing for a long time. I feel like I'd be mad at other people. I feel like there are almost always arguments over the rules, over what like trades could be made, over what kind of financial agreements can be made between players. Mm-hmm. If you ask me right now, I haven't played Monopoly in a while, but I don't think I ever really knew the official rules. We made up our own rules and we decided those were the rules that we would go with from a young age, even from like daycare age. I couldn't tell you the official rules. But man, I feel like X-Men, again, if you were a kid in the 90s, I don't know, X-Men was it, man. X-Men was it. I went on my Weapon X rant, man. Yeah.
As a child, do you want to spend your time arguing about money just like you're going to when you're an adult? No, it's not a game. It's not fun. That's stressful.
Yes, this is true.
I want to play with toys.
Too old to argue.
Yeah.
6 years old, screaming about my $200 because I passed. Like... I mean, the stress child.
I'll never be too old to argue for money.
Yeah. So for the record, the votes are, is it unanimous, X-Men?
Yeah.
I forgot, I also had the Professor X for some reason. That was the one that I definitely had.
Oh, man.
Love. That like gold wheelchair, just something about it was very aesthetically pleasing.
Classic.
And then it reminds me too of the time right after A-Dub tore his Achilles, we had the con in New Orleans.
Big Easy Con.
Big Easy Con, yes. And your Professor Xavier was just chef's kisses.
Oh, count it. Same time. Nice.
There we go.
Both chef kiss at the same time. Yeah.
All right. X-Men figures advance. Next up.
X-Men, maybe.
Skip It versus Scrabble.
I'm going to say Skip It for reasons of... So my reason for advancing, I think I voted Scrabble last time. And it was because... You know, it's such a fun game and you can continue to play it. You can still play it now, like Words with Friends. But the level of fun that I would have playing a Scrabble type game now no longer exists. And I said this last time as well, because once I played with Ophi and E, it beat me to submission and I no longer even want to play any version of Scrabble. So I'd have much more fun playing with a Skip It. So I'm going to go Skip It.
Because you traumatized.
Yes.
First of all, your foot wouldn't fit inside of a Skip It these
days. And it has.
Okay.
It wasn't. It has.
I hated the skip it. I hated it because they used to have the counter on there and it wasn't accurate. You remember there was a counter on there? It would count how many times it would go around.
Yeah, it's not. It's only not accurate if you're not rolling the ball along the ground. If you're picking it up off the ground, it's not going to count.
Yeah, so that to me is annoying because you're still like doing the work, but you're just, you know what I mean? It comes off the ground a little bit, so it doesn't count. I don't know. It was just kind of annoying. And then on top of that too, like the plastic around your ankle was really uncomfortable. It wasn't like fun. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have fun. Like it wasn't like a fun motion to do. I don't know. I didn't like skip it at all.
We had a question because when you voted like this last time, because you said, I think you said something about the plastic on the ankle. So did you wear high tops as a kid? Was it messing up your shoes?
No, I don't know. It might have. It depends on what shoes I had on. I don't recall. I did a lot of different shoes.
Because I will agree with you if you don't have socks on. So like, I know if I'm gonna play the skip it, I've got like a, at least like a calf, half calf height length sock on because I'm about to get to work.
Yeah, maybe I didn't play safely. I was reckless. I played with reckless abandonment. So I too am also traumatized by the skip it. So what was it up against?
We've got Skip It versus Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble. And Words With Friends still holds up. So, Skip It. And it wasn't even like that, like durable, right? Your Skip It's always like break or no? No?
Play with ours correctly.
Okay, so I was playing too hard and I was playing with, like I said, reckless abandonment of an aggressive skip, you know? So maybe I did it wrong, but either way, I got to go with Scrabble, bro.
So, E, have you voted?
I have not.
Okay. You've got the deciding choice. Just checking.
Kof.
What's up, man?
But the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball. Come on.
So see if you can beat your very best score. And then see if you can jump a whole lot more.
It's a hell of a rhyme. It's a hell of a jingle, a hell of a limerick. But I it didn't work. There's a counter on the ball that didn't work. It didn't work, you know?
Well, that being said, you know, I'm a man who loves words. I love words. I love putting them together. I love learning new words. I have gotten back on Words With Friends because of my addiction for words. And these are life lessons that I can take with me today. Today, that is incredible. These words, they're part of me and I like using them. But I'm not even sure this thing is it a toy? It's like homework.
Scrabble?
A little bit. I'm starting to wonder if Scrabble even qualifies as a toy.
Hey, I don't know if
we didn't say best board games ever.
I don't know if it
we
does.
We put board games on the list. AC, now Dan, hold on.
It's not even, it feels too academic to even be.
Let the record
even show. Though I'm probably the one who suggested it.
I'm just saying.
Checking.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Probably am, but it doesn't much matter, Dan. My vote is for the counter on that ball.
You gotta be kidding! You let Skip It beat Scrabble.
Yes.
And you let Skip It beat Scrabble.
Yes.
Not let. It just did because it's great.
Oh my God!
Scrabble is not the greatest toy.
Oh my God! No. Skip It is gonna be out next round.
You don't know that.
We're not sure.
That's why we vote.
Oh man.
All right. Well,
you can skip it as a little kid. You skip it as an adult. Just as happy. If I play Scrabble as a kid, I don't know what I'm doing. As I play as an adult, I feel like I know what I'm doing, but then y'all make me feel stupid, so I lose.
Barf, bro. So it came back. It came back to bite us. We should have took it easy on you.
This is 6 years in the making.
You'll see. You'll see. One day we'll have a tournament for the greatest toy ever. Scrabble's gonna be on there. I'll show them.
I vow one day.
Skip It advances.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Well, it's everyone's favorite. Marbles versus Erector Set.
Erector set.
Bro, get marbles out of here.
Yo, just cross it off the list.
Move on. I didn't put it on. That was you guys.
No, marbles? No.
Not pretty me. Sure.
I think it was one of us.
It was
not me.
But again, this is Dan not filling those gaps. That's what I need you to do. I just say stuff. I need you to be the first choice.
Your podcast, first choice. I think that was E, but willingly casting marbles just to a ditch on the side of the road.
But I'll say Erector Set.
Erector Set wins. Erector Set's advanced.
Yeah.
All right. You guys hate marbles. I get it. All right. Moving forward.
What do you do with them is my question.
Shoot them, right?
Somebody sent us a video of like marbles championships. I couldn't click on it.
Oh, you couldn't even click on it.
I was like, I almost did, but I was like, honestly, I don't care what Mark would do.
Nobody does.
I'm happy in my life. I don't need this information. This is taking up space for something else important. Exactly.
Next up, hungry hippos versus super soaker.
God, that's a good one. Again, summer fun. Outside, Florida heat. Living your best life barefoot out there. What would you like to have in your hands as a kid? A super soaker. It's a super soaker. Super soaker, man, give me a super soaker with a slip and slide and let me slide down that slip and slide on my back while I'm shooting people with a super soaker.
Excuse me. Bad boy in slow-mo? Excuse me. Wouldn't a sprinkler be a nice addition to this equation?
No. We about to ban you, man.
It seems like that's a trifecta right there. I mean, a summer day, it's hot out. I guess you would rather have an erector set or something. It's fine.
No, because you couldn't use the sprinkler because the hose is hooked up to make the slip and slide slippery.
Do people not have multiple hoses?
You don't need the sprinkler, Dan.
It's a bonus. Need the sprinkler. Bring the neighbors over.
It is not a toy, Dan. Stop it. Although, I feel like there were sprinkler toys.
Yes,
or you could hook it up to your hose.
There definitely was. That is not what Dan said. That's not what he said.
It could have been included.
If Dan would have said, oh, like the big elephant that sprays like the water and it's hooked up to the hose.
That's eligible. Yes.
That's a sprinkler. Dan said the sprinkler.
No, you just said sprinkler.
And sprinkler accessories.
Sprinkler.
Well, it's implied. I figured you guys would understand.
Ball. And we said with the bat. You said, no, the ball. I said what I said. And so you said sprinkler, and that's what you said. So we went with that.
But the toys are also sprinklers by definition.
He's right.
I am right. It's true. Thank you,
Kofi. He's actually right.
I appreciate it, Kofi.
Still would have lost. It was a terrible selection either way, but you know. It still would have lost either way.
Moving on.
We're moving on.
All right. Well, I guess, the Super Soaker win? We got one for me. Did you guys vote?
Yeah, you guys didn't vote, right?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Moving on to the vote.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hungry talking about sprinklers is what I wanted.
Super Soaker and what now?
Hungry hippos.
Okay, yeah. Hungry hippos is awesome. Like I said before, brought a lot of hype. You know what I'm saying? Hitting those hippos asses. Hitting those hippos asses. They open their mouths and they eat those marbles. You know what I'm saying? And they eat the marbles up. They got
to do. They taught us so young. Just slapping cheeks. Just as a kid.
Hey, you know, freaking you got to get the practice. You know, the early you start, the better. Anyway, so I got to go with Super Soaker on this for the same reason that E said. Yeah. We'll get a little deeper, I guess, on the next round, but Super Soaker.
And Austin?
I'll also go Super Soaker, even though Hungry Hippos trained me well.
It's a good
unanimous.
One.
Good
one. The Hungry Next Hippos up. Trains you well.
Yeah.
Moving to the right side of the bracket. Ghostbusters versus Beanie Babies.
Ooh.
I will say that when Beanie Babies were a thing, Black Friday in Atlanta, just hearing people get like stomped on because people weren't Beanie Babies, something that I was afraid of, like legitimately. But I'll tell you one thing that I ain't afraid of. I ain't afraid of no ghost. And that is why I'm selecting Ghostbusters.
What a transition.
That was well done.
Set up.
I think that counts for double votes, actually.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Hey.
That was a good 100%. Segue.
You want to go, E, or you? What you?
I mean, I think we all know what's going to happen.
Okay,
here, so just go.
Let's just move on. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters advances.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I was just looking through. I'm googling just some of the Ghostbusters toys right now, and they're pretty cool. The Stay Puft Man, just looking all
man,
marshmallowy. Yeah. Beanie Babies. They had the peak of Beanie Babies is like nothing. We may never see another peak like that again. That was, like you said, people damn near killing each other for him. I don't know why Kofi was flexing right there.
But he was. Off, that was for y'all. You said we'll never see a peak like that again. I flexed, even though I have the smallest arms in the group, but I try to get a little peak there.
That's a big mountain.
It was just for us. But it's a hill.
And I appreciate that. But yes, maybe, you know, sometimes I start worrying, like, maybe we do need to think more about not just our own personal feelings, but maybe we do need to think more about the historical context of said toys. But even that being said, I still feel like looking back, I feel like people will remark about the peak that Beanie Babies had. But I think people will more fondly remember Ghostbuster toys. And they had a much longer run. They've sustained a longer run. They're still in the zeitgeist. They are still something that we talk about. There are new films. And I know we're not talking about the films, but I would still be enamored by a Ghostbuster toys. Well, as if we're being honest, Beanie Babies fell off, man. They fell off. They did. Someone said, hey, hard. I got this Beanie Baby for you. I would swat it. As they toss it to me, I would swat it out of the air. I say,
no, what you think no.
You think this is 93, sucker? I don't want that trash. I don't remember what year it was.
I'm 97, I think. I think like 97. They had the like Princess Di one. I remember that one was worth like a ton of money. Yeah, it was a rare one, I think.
Yeah, the rare ones were stupid. No,
93.
Was that right?
Yeah, so you're good. You're spot on.
Test me, Dan.
When were they in McDonald's? Because that was the peak there.
So they were created in 93. Beanie Babies emerged as a major fad and collectible during the last half of the
1990s. There we go.
Look, it was created in 93. That's good enough.
And they may have blown up because of the internet. So it says they may have been cited as being the world's first internet sensation in 95.
Wow. Huh. Yes. But anyways, my vote is for Ghostbusters toys.
All right. It advances. Next up. Tonka trucks versus a trampoline.
Yeah. I also have a question about this trampoline thing. Is it just a trampoline counts as a toy? It's more like a constructed large thing.
What is that yes based on, Dan?
Just the bracket. I ran it through everyone. It passed the committee. The committee all said yes, it's a toy. So, you know, ran it up the ladder. I was in Titan. We were all, you know, looking over the numbers and everything. Yeah.
I just feel like it's in its own category because you can't have like trampoline and marbles on the same bracket. It's right here.
Hey, can I propose something? Propose something here?
Yeah.
Trampoline versus who?
Tonka trucks.
So to this point, Woods, I don't know if a trampoline is a toy or not. Can we get a hot tag for Transformers? Can we get a hot tag for Transformers?
That's actually a great thing to do in the bracket.
It would have been in round two. I'm sure of it. If trampolines made it, Transformers would have
no way to prove that. Really?
Well, let's there is.
Make it right.
There is. If we can go back and we say, what did trampoline beat in the first round?
Do you want that, Austin? Creepy crawlers.
It was creepy crawlers. Okay. So if we would have put creepy crawlers against Transformers, I probably still would have voted Creepy Crawlers because it's like a soft spot in my heart. I love Transformers. They're incredible, but I was obsessed with Creepy Crawlers because they felt like they were mine because I didn't see them a lot. Nobody was really messing with them and it felt like it was my toy. So I would have voted Creepy Crawlers still against Transformers. But what about you two?
I would have voted Transformers 100%. Okay.
I will say this. This bracket is in honor of March Madness. And let's say we had a team that actually ended up being ineligible. Let's say Oregon, we found out their players were out there beating people up in alleys and their tutors were taking their test for them and they were ineligible. They can't move on. Oregon can't be swapped out for Oregon State if they didn't make it. That's not how it works. If anything, Oregon is stricken. If you want to make any movements here and we deem trampolines ineligible, then trampolines are out and we move on. I'm sorry. We can't go back in time and add that. Really, I know this bracket really has no integrity as is. It has very, very little. But let's hold on to our last shred of dignity here. Let's hold on to it because we can't at this stage. It's too late.
Are you essentially backing this podcast tournament into a corner by only equating it to real sports and not letting it have any type of flexibility, considering we are wrestlers who are part of the WWE where anything can happen and we're here to put smiles on faces. And I think that would put a smile on a lot of faces. So I feel like taking something from real sport and then us molding it into something that really meshes with who we are as people, you know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
who
yeah.
we are as men and how we want to right wrongs to make sure our audience understands that we hear them. We hear their cries of the injustice that has occurred and we want to right this wrong. Do you want to not do that for them? Is that what you're saying?
I will say Transformers should have been in this bracket. And Transformers, they could have won it all, but it's too late. It's too late. I don't know why we voted. If so, tell me what round this is then deemed unacceptable. So are you telling me now we can do the whole bracket and decide a champion of this? And then we say, in fact, actually, we left out Transformers and let's pit them up against the champion. They need to go through the rigors of March Madness. They need to go week in, week out, round by round to work their way up. And just that the fact is you want to give them a bye out of nowhere when they didn't even qualify in the field of 64. Now you want to just jump the line.
You're not answering my question. Unacceptable. You still have not answered my question.
That to me is the most important question. That's why I addressed it.
I will offer a solution here.
Well, Kofi's got a.
Well, no, I was going to say, because you started off saying that this tournament is in honor of March Madness, but you lost me at in honor, because if it was in honor of anything, then marbles wouldn't have been in the first round alongside with stick and wheels. So honor is completely out the window if we're talking about honor.
Marbles, you know, brought a lot of people out of joy. Just because they're old and in nursing homes now, that's not my problem.
They love this podcast. That's their demo.
Transformers also brought a lot of people a lot of joy and should definitely have been in this tournament.
Well, on time to make sure it was in. And you should have been here.
What do you mean?
Why did you at least send a text?
The tournament was already set.
Why did you send a text to get Transformers in?
It was already set by the time I got it. And I wouldn't have known until the end of the round anyway. So what does that matter?
I will offer this. Mm-hmm. As we run down on time on this episode, mm-hmm. we could end it right here and put it to a vote for social media to see if we replace mm-hmm. trampoline mm-hmm. with Transformers.
That's a great idea.
And then we will come back with part three and we will see if Transformers makes it in. But the folks at home will decide.
Does it need to then go back? Are you saying it goes straight to the second round? It takes trampoline out of it, or does it go, or do we have to go back to the first round to decide whether?
You pretty much already said, like the creepy crawlers thing, you know, it sounds like it would have advanced. So I think if the fans vote for Transformers, it replaces trampoline in the second round against Tonka Trucks.
And it starts with TRA anyway. So,
and they're both trucks.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah. And there's trucks. It's damn near the same thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I will say I've been doing some Googling on trampolines, and the experts, they all, Consumer Affairs, by the way, says trampolines shouldn't be regarded as toys, experts say.
Yeah.
The
That's some safety thing.
They're very dangerous. They're very dangerous.
They're incredibly dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
But, slip and slide, break a leg.
You're not really falling off anything. You're sliding on the ground.
Sliding.
It could be on a hill, a very narrow hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be aware of where you place it now. That's on you. That's not the slip and slide.
Right. The toy itself? Great. Where you put it, that's on you.
I see that I'm not going to. Actually, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this Twitter poll. I feel like it'll be a landslide. And honestly, it really is a crying shame that Transformers did not make it.
So you did all that just to say, yes, let's do it?
Well, I believe in the process. I believe in democracy. I believe in the values that our forefathers worked so hard to instill. And I'll be damned, I say, if we allow them to just go to the wayside. That's all. I just want this process to mean something.
It does. It does.
That's fair.
We make it. It means what we make it mean. We make it mean a lot because we have the help of you, the listeners, the people.
There we go.
You're a part of this bracket.
All right. So keep an eye out. Look on my Twitter at Dan Reichert, Dan R-Y-C-K-E-R-T. I will tweet out after this episode goes live, trampoline or Transformers, and even one vote, whichever one wins by anything, will be the one that goes into round two here against Tonka Trucks. Will that suffice, folks?
Yes, all right. I like it.
You've got your precious Transformers toys. Possibly, this is highly unorthodox, gentlemen.
I feel like we're highly unorthodox. If we just did a tournament just like everybody else does, we're drinking the same water, cooking the same soup. There's no reason to listen to us if we're going to be the same.
Fair enough.
Spirited debate. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye out, folks, and have your voice heard for part three of the tournament coming next week.
You can catch me on the Twitter and the Instagrams at Austin Creed Wins. You can check out all the sweet merch that I'm wearing. If you're listening, I'm wearing an up, up, down, down shirt. Go get your up, up, down, down merch at UUDDshop.com and go to up, up, down, down on YouTube and just watch all the great videos there. It's so much good stuff. And keep an eye out on all the good things we're cooking over at G4, at G4 TV, on all the social media stuff. Follow them. Check out all my friends over there too. We're doing fun things.
Yeah. And you can follow me at True Kofi on the Twitter and at the True Kofi on the Instagram. And I just wanted to mention real quick, I actually posted this on my Twitter. We all know what happened in Atlanta with the shootings there. And a lot of people are wondering how they can help. And if you go to GoFundMe/AAPI, you can donate to the Asian American and Pacific Islanders Community Fund and, you know, help out the situation as well as the families affected, you know, and every little thing counts. So yeah, let's all do our part.
Beautiful. Yeah, man, we're all trying to build a more equitable world for all. So let's all do that. Anyways, I'm at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find more information on Our Heroes Rock at ourheroesrock.org. It's our Kickstarter. We want to tell the story of Ruby Bridges using hip hop, science fiction, and animation. So check that out. And thank you for everyone who supported us. Also, watch Laser Wolf. It's fun. It's incredible. The New Day, all three of us are in one episode, and it's a ton of fun. Check it out. I'm not sure if it's still on HBO Max, but Google, you'll find it somewhere. It's an Adult Swim show. And I think I will stop there for my plugs. I think that's all I got for now. I think I'm going to just ease up on the plugs. That's it.
All right. Well, if you like what you heard, make sure you tell your friends to give it a listen. Tell them to check it out wherever they listen to their podcast. Just type in the search bar, New Day. Click the pink picture with three black guys' faces on it. That's us. Give it a listen. Click subscribe. If you're on, Apple, then give us that 5-star review because it helps you boys out in the algorithms and we get to do more fun stuff. All right. So make sure you guys are keeping an eye out on Twitter to see what you want to vote for, whether that's Transformers or Trampoline. And then we'll jump right back into the rest of the tournament next week. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Bye.